We showed you how pop culture is causing a lot of girls to try to become too thin. As we mentioned, 11 million people currently suffer from an eating disorder, and while it typically starts during puberty, it can begin much earlier. 13-year-old Justine Gallagher developed an eating disorder when she was only 5. Justine is with her mom, Yvonne Gallagher, and her doctor, Ira Sacker, who's an eating disorder specialist and co-author of the book, Dying to Be Thin. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Doctor, let me start with you. When you first met Justine, she was 6, I believe?
She was 6.
Was this the earliest you'd ever seen an eating disorder appear in someone?
She was the youngest person that I had ever seen with an eating disorder and that I had ever treated. And the mom, initially, when she had spoken to me, had already been to, like, 3 other doctors who said, don't worry about it. She's going to grow out.
It's a phase. Let's talk about what was happening. You were actually at 5 years old, Justine, eating paper. You'd tear a page out of a book, paper towels, Q-tips,
yep,
to try and curb your appetite. So this was a conscious thought process on your point at 5 years old.
Yes, it was. Dieting was very big on my mind even when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, because I was made fun of because I still had my baby fat in kindergarten, preschool.
But baby fat, you had chubby cheeks, you had a little excess, but you were not fat.
She never was. She was never a big child. She was a big baby, but a healthy baby. And she had that mental picture in her mind.
Were you trying to conceal the fact that you were eating this paper?
I didn't want people to know about it because I didn't want people to try and stop me from losing weight.
And when you saw this happening, what was going through your mind as a mom?
Initially, when she first started eating the paper, we just thought it was a nervous habit because she was always sensitive and on the nervous side. When her kindergarten teacher brought it to our attention that she was going to the bathroom, bringing it back and eating bits and pieces off during the day, that's when we began to, along with her comments and her restricting food, that's when we started to realize that something was wrong.
You talk about her restricting food. So in other parts of the day, was she ever sitting down for a normal meal with the family? Was she eating things like the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that other kids were eating?
Yes, she would eat with us in the beginning, and then little by little she would restrict different things that she used to enjoy. She would move the food around, always have a stomach ache when it was mealtime. She was uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you also used to use your room as a track.
Yes, after I would eat, during this was the beginning of my eating disorder, when I actually ate my meals, if I felt like I ate too much during that meal, I'd run in my room with a timer around in circles in my room to try and lose the weight that I just put on.
Before she was diagnosed.
I think at one point she was about 6, she was not feeling well, you gave her a bath, and you looked at her naked, and you said, my God.
Well, she had bronchitis for about 2 weeks, and she had already started taking a bath on her own. She wanted to exercise her independence. So I hadn't been doing that. And then when she was sick, I wanted to help her because she was a little weak. And she was, you could see a lot of bones.
When you started treatment here, some things started to come out. First of all, kids were teasing you. So there's one thing going on in your mind. Kids are saying you're chubby, you got these chubby cheeks. So that's in your mind. Also, you started to realize that you were talking a lot about dieting.
Definitely.
And weight control in the house.
Definitely. And also people always said, oh, you look just like your mom, you look just like your mom. And there I was saying, I have to lose weight.
So you figured, if you look like her, you must also need to lose weight.
Yes, exactly.
So at 6 years old, how did you start, Justine, on the road to recovery?
Well, one of the ways that I treat individuals, which is certainly non-traditional, is I try to find out what their passion is. And Justine, very early on, had told me she loved horses. And this was not a family that could afford to have their own horse. But I had an individual who had done some work in what was called equine therapy, which is a mechanism of teaching a person, okay, how to deal with something besides their body image. So what I did with Justine was I made her a deal. I said, look, if you get strong, rather than use weight or weight gain, I'm going to assign you a horse. You're going to learn how to take care of the horse, and then you're going to learn how to ride the horse as you get stronger.
Wait, when you're talking to Dr. Sacker at this time, you're young, 6, 7 years old. Did you realize you were sick? What was it like for you to all of a sudden be taken around to all these doctors?
Usually people who have the disease don't think they have it. Like, they'll deny it, and they'll say that they don't have it, that they don't have a problem with dieting, but in reality they do. So at that time, I didn't think I had a problem.
I just want to mention, you're 13. You're a very normal weight right now. You're doing well in terms of your eating disorder, although you're never fully recovered. You're going into high school. Are you going to be able to handle the added pressures of that peer group and body image all over again?
It's definitely going to be hard, but you just have to stay confident and know that everybody's different. You can't be like everybody else out there.
She still has the thought thoughts of every now and then, oh, I weigh 126 now, and I see that it bothers her sometimes, especially when she reached the 100 mark. That was really affected her.
But most importantly, she's talking about it. She's gotten help in the message to other parents.
Healthy.
Keep your eyes open, because it doesn't only happen to kids in puberty. It can happen at a young age.
Absolutely.
Thank you all so much. Justine, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, happy birthday next month.
Thank you.